Yo, what's good? It's your boy Jigsaw Blue back with another episode of Jigsaw Company. This is a special edition. I had to sit down with my, what I can call my brother, Don Beats. He was on the on the show before, but that was before I really started getting on these streaming platforms. So I almost definitely got to come back and get like an actual sit down with this man. But he got an album coming out this week. No Tomorrow 2, dropping Friday, October 30th. But let me, man's talk. Don Beats, what's good, bro?
What's good, man?
Like, so when you hit me up and said that you wanted to do...
We got the game going.
Pittsburgh and Tennessee. And Tennessee just did something.
Interception. They got an interception in the end zone.
And it's kind of close.
Let's get back to it. Let's get back
but
to it.
When you hit me up and you said you wanted to do a No Tomorrow 2, what was your state of mind at that point in time?
Like, my state of mind during that process, and before I do anything, I always call this man or text this man. If it's a no, if it's a go, man, it all depends on this man right here, no matter how I'm feeling about it. But, like, when I wanted to do No Tomorrow 2, I just kind of wanted to get back into that thrill of it, because, like, everybody know me for making beats and doing this and that, but it's, like, rapping-wise, a lot of people, they pay notes, but not a lot of people just really grab songs. So, like, No Tomorrow, I just wanted to get back into the mold of that hunger stage of that beginning off what made everybody come around and recognize who Don Beats is.
And that's exactly what you said when you had called me. You said you wanted to get back to that hunger from No Tomorrow 1. So, do you feel like you found that hunger?
Oh yeah, man. I definitely feel like I found it. Like, right when I finished doing the tape, man, more beats started coming to me and I started recording some motions. So I'm like, damn, do I need to push this back and add this new shit or just wait, man? So I was like, that groove definitely came back. I went from selling beats to just damn holding beats to myself and doing the shits, man, or just keeping it within the team. So I feel like that groove came back. I feel like lyrically done got a lot of better and just experiencing more in life, seeing more experiences, like linking up with other artists and being at these shows and platforms, interview stuff, and just broadening my horizon on a lot of things. I'm able to put it into my rhymes now.
So what's the do you feel like No Tomorrow 2 living up to the first No Tomorrow?
I definitely feel like it is. Like, I really, really do. Like, when I went back and listened to No Tomorrow, the first one, just that thrill, excitement of it, that I'm going listening to this one. And then the difference is, it's hype around there. I actually got people coming up asking, yo, man, when the album dropped? I thought it was already. I'm like, no, that was the first one that was out. Mm-hmm. Second one's coming out this Friday, man, October 30th.
Because you had to re-release the first one.
Yeah, I had to re-release the first one because, you know, you're going to have people be like, No Tomorrow 2, well, where the first one?
So yeah.
I had to clear that up and just throw that out there.
So your feature process, I know you got some nice features on there.
Yeah.
Who, like, give me like a couple of the people that you got on there.
All right, well, you know the team DBE is on there, man. Shout out to Tim Harris, Miss Lady Ray, who's taking a little hiatus, doing their little thing right now, and they're gonna be back in fold soon. They building their little team. And then, of course, the team current now, man, my boy Rue Boy, who doing numbers right now.
Yeah, Rue, Rue working. Shout out to Rue. I'm going to sit down with him very, very soon.
Yeah, then my boy Mizzy Slay, he be in the background, man. He don't really be on social media like that, but he's always been in the fold, man. And he's really progressing. He got a tape coming out soon, too.
Shout out to Mizzy.
And then outside the team, man, I got my boy Kosher, man, with a team that I work with called Humble Vibes. Like, he's big on IG. Look up I Hate Kosher if you want to look him up, man, on IG. Definitely got fired to him. And then local in the city, man, two heavyweights in the city, man. Got my boy DJ Cutter P, man. He's on the song with me, man. Go get it.
Cutter.
And then I got Race Taylor, Buster Brown, man, on the song with me, man, called Magic Moments. So
shout out to Buster.
Really, really dig it on that. Then I also got a guest appearance on the intro from this man right here.
Hey, when he called me and asked me to do it, I was like, yeah. When it comes to you, bro, like, I don't second guess. Oh, yeah. Like, I most, like, for you, I've been telling you this for years. It's only a select few people that I will actually stick my neck out for, and you is really being on that list. Like I told you, no matter where I go in life, if I make it to a certain level, you're going to be there.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
You're most definitely going to be there. So, besides No Tomorrow, I know you got some videos that you are probably... Do you know what single you're thinking about putting out as far as, like, video-wise?
Well, video-wise, I got the Positive Vibes out right now.
Positive Vibes.
Definitely got good feedback from that, directed by this one guy. No, I don't know his name. He's an up-and-coming guy. I think his name Jigsaw Blue. Yeah, and man. I think the next single I'm leaning towards is my single Kimba that's gonna be on the album.
Kimba's tough.
Definitely got a lot of positive feedback from that. And then another one I'm looking at is this song called "Make It Look Easy." That's one of the last songs that was actually done for the project. Mm-hmm. But definitely got a lot of energy on that one. It's gonna be a lot of songs, man. So like, I might end up dropping probably about 4 or 5 videos with them either next year around time, around the end of that, man. So this really album that's going to just end off 2020 and just build on momentum for 2021.
Hell yeah, that's a good ass plan for you, man. So I know it was a lot of songs that didn't make the cut.
Yeah, surprisingly, it was a lot, man. I was like, ooh.
So like, are you just going to wait? Are you considering dropping some of those songs or?
It just really depends on the feel. I mean, like, being an independent artist and having that platform to just really drop songs when you feel like dropping, man. Like, some of them might get dropped, some of them might get redone, remastered. And like I said, it just depends on the feel, because I'm also working on another DBE compilation album towards the end of the year, early next year. So some of the songs might make it on that list, or it just might be a whole clean slate.
If you call yourself an artist and you in the Fayetteville area or just anywhere, you need to reach out to this man as far as like for production wise. He at the drop of a dime, he came through for me and my bros. Shout outs to Boogie, shout outs to Banks. Oh, yeah. We laid a track down yesterday and he had it back to me the same day. The same day. So, like, if you haven't worked with him, like, you most definitely need to work with him. He great dude, humble dude. He don't ask for much. Just make sure that you bring your talent, man.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Just make sure you bring your talent. I'm really looking forward to seeing the outcome and progression of No Tomorrow too. And then also, you already know I want to see the progression of your career is rapping wise and production wise, because you know, just the growth in itself was amazing.
Oh yeah, my bad. Watching this game, y'all, it's getting good.
No, but like I said, this is just like a little special joint. Like I said, he dropping the album October 30th.
This Friday.
So it's on streaming platforms: Apple Music, Spotify,
YouTube, Google Play. All of that.
All gonna be there. And also, No Tomorrow, if you haven't, go check that out. Most definitely go check that out. He already know how I feel about that. A couple of my favorite songs from him is on the album. So, like I said, if you haven't, you most definitely need to go listen to No Tomorrow 1. And then, when No Tomorrow 2 drops, go ahead and check that shit out too.
Yeah, everything's gonna come full circle together. I'm like, okay, all right, I get it now.
Like I said, he say, you know, he got some growth, some lyrical growth, so I'm going to hold him to that.
You know me, I'm not a rapper.
So, plug yourself, bro. Plug yourself.
Oh, man, you already know, man. Don Beast, man. The IG, DBE, Don Beast. Twitter, DBE, Don Beast as well, man. Facebook, Don Beast McCourt, man. Then the YouTube channel, Don Beast 910, all spaced out. Don Beast 910. A lot of content on there. I do interviews as well, man. So, hey, man, let's work, man. Let's network, man. Do it for the city. Do it for the whole Carolinas in general, man. That's North and South, man, because We the next wave, man. If we can just work together, man, we definitely the next wave. I know we are the next wave. I feel it in my heart, we the next wave.
Just got to be consistent with it, man. So, like I said, follow him, check him out. No Tomorrow 2 dropping October 30th.
October
30th. This Friday.
Midnight.
This Friday. Go ahead and check that shit out. You already know what it is. Your boy Jigsaw, IG, Jigsaw Blue, Jigsaw with two Gs.
Two Gs.
Jigsaw Blue 26 on IG. You want to hit me on the email. You feel like you want to be on the podcast, just hit me up and let me know. Hit me in my DMs, hit my email, jigsawblue@gmail.com. What else can I say? You know, we got episodes dropping every Wednesday. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Anchor app. If you ain't download that, get that Anchor
download
app.
Download
that. Get that Anchor app. And like I said, you know, we here. You know, we making our wave, man.
Carolina, down man, beats.
Jigsaw Blue. I'm most definitely going to get him on a full episode. But no Tomorrow 2, October 30th. Friday, midnight, you bat. Huh?